All right, welcome back to Hot Tub Tapes. This is Julia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm so excited to be here with you today. I know I was not in the studio last week, but took a week off, a little vacation, you know. This is supposed to be like my hour, my time. So the second it starts becoming stressful, I needed to, you know, take a little break, a breather. Now I'm super excited, back in the studio with a set I absolutely love. I actually was not going to play that song first, but I heard it on the way to the studio and I was like, oh my goodness, I have to add this. I have to play some Cold War Kids. And I have like a system where I put every song I've ever played on the radio in a playlist. And for some reason, I kept thinking I had played this song already, but I checked and I had not. And I'm very excited because it's just a classic. It reminds me of, when did this come out? This album, Hold My Home, 2014. Yeah, middle school anthem, Cold War Kids. This was their prime. And their 2017 album, LA Divine, very good. But nothing will be as good as Hold My Home 2014 or Robbers and Cowards 2007. So I've got a lot of great music coming up for you today. Kind of eclectic, kind of just like good weather vibes music. And it's been lovely here in Medford. Actually, that's a lie. It's been lovely today. The sun is out. Can't complain. So we're going to put some good energy into the world and get some more stuff rocking for you. So next up is a new track off of Ben Howard's new album. I have things to say about it when we come back after the next set. Let's go.
Smiling on the take, everybody wheeling around just to make the sun calm down. Everybody knows the rain when it comes around, calling, clearing. Over the top they all cried by the murder in their eyes. Time walked out one Sunday to fill the sky.
Don't act now, it'll be tomorrow. Will I
Hello, hello. Welcome back. You just heard French Press by the Rolling Blackouts Coastal Fever. They're a Australian band from Melbourne. And shout out to my brother, who for some reason loves Australian music. And I feel like he might have showed me the song. Can't really remember. But I had this whole thing planned. I was going to talk about how much I love my new coffee machine because I thought it was about that kind of French press. I'd never paid attention to the lyrics. And then listening to it now and looking up the lyrics, it is about the French newspaper. So everything I had to say about coffee is utterly irrelevant. But I do have a new coffee maker. She's the love of my life. She's very cute. She's not a French press. I'm not that cool yet, but we'll get there one day. And before that, I played Someday, a Strokes cover by Julia Jacklin, who I love, not just because she has the same name as me, but I discovered her a couple years ago on one of my favorite music podcasts, All Songs Considered, NPR. Love that podcast. And I remember hearing Pressure to Party by Julia Jacklin, her first single. And I was like, ooh, what is this? This is weird. I don't like it. And it grew on me and I came to love it. And I love her first album. And she just came out with a new EP. It's called To Perth Before the Border Closes. So I'm hoping that EP is the sign the new album is on the way. But this is a Strokes cover by her, and I think she does it very well. It's very hard to cover the Strokes, but she does a great job. And then the first song I played was Far Out by Ben Howard off his new album, Collections from the Whiteout, which just came out. And if you've been listening to my show since the beginning of time, which few of you have listened to every episode, but or every session, but I've talked about my love for Ben Howard. He was kind of like my first musician, like just obsession that I had, and his 2014 album Every Kingdom like will be forever imprinted in my heart and my brain forever. Me and my dad like love Ben Howard, and then he like kind of abandoned his acoustic phase, released this awful album, Noonday Dream, in 2018. It was like the most heartbreaking, disappointing thing ever. And we saw him in concert and it was awful. He just like noodled on the guitar with weird like ambient noise in the background for 2 hours. It was terrible. And so my heart was broken. I thought that, you know, he would never redeem himself. And Collections from the Whiteout came out. I was not having high expectations, but it's definitely more of a return to his earlier work, Every Kingdom, and I forget where we were. So I'm happy. He's moving back in that direction. And overall, I think it's a great album. And he collaborated with a bunch of great producers that I love on it. And he's getting there. He's getting there. I'm proud of old Ben. So that was the first kind of chunk of songs. And now we're going to get back into it with some Lucius.
For one more try at a happy life. Left behind, that's always up on their minds, to know that there's no excuse to leave a boy in his youth, and now that dirty secret's just some ugly truth. To be left all alone, to never pick up the phone, and all the things I learned, I guess I learned on my own. But what's done has been done, and now your only son wants to share the love with you he got from his mom. I said, I was raising my sibs while my mother got paid.
someone's aid. She missed us, kissed us, told us that she'd be home late. Now her kids is full grown, they got kids of their own. Put the past behind you, mind you, you're never alone. Cause my brother's there too, yes I got a nephew. Can't change who you are until you change what you do. I said,
bad boys need love too.
You know who I'm talking about.
Bad boys need love too.
You know who I'm talking about.
Bad boys need love too.
Okay, we're back, and you just heard Bad Boys Need Love Too by Bahamas. Such a funky song. I love that track. And Bahamas is a Canadian artist, actually, and he is known for being featured on the Secret Life of Walter Mitty soundtrack, if you remember that movie. It was a great movie. I remember seeing that in theaters. I miss seeing movies in theaters, but this is kind of a departure from, like, his very soft, kind of like alt-country, 70s stuff. And this is just super funky, kind of a vibe. So I played a part of that. It definitely goes on for longer. And then before you heard an equally funky track, Honey, There's No Time by Feng Shuav. And this is off their 2017 self-titled album. They are such a great band. They're one of my favorite discoveries of the last year or two. And just everything they do is great. I was eating my tangerine during that song, and it tasted better because that song was on. I swear. And we started off that set with Until We Get There by Lucius. That is from 2014, another one of my, like, favorite middle school foundational tracks. And I was looking into the band, and I always thought it was twin sisters because every album cover, every photo of them, they're, like, dressed exactly the same. It's two women next to each other. You can't even tell them apart. And they're not even related. And it's a four-piece band. Those are only two of the members. So you never know what you're going to find until you dig deep into the Spotify, like, biography stuff. And you find some interesting information every time. 10 out of 10 would recommend doing that. And next up, we've got some Bon Iver, a new track by him, and some other fun stuff. So let's get back into it.
You're up all night and your head's down low. If you can see your own kite, shine your eyes. You know a bird ain't a buzz. You are the only way to trust ya. I don't wanna pat up on the ground. Lay down my all the cake.
was it easy? Was it easier with her? Yeah, I bet it was. But was it easy? Yeah, was it easier with her? Yeah, I bet it was. Was it easier to watch me walk away? Would it have been easier to go and make you stay?
Okay, welcome back. That was Don't You Ever by Spoon. Another song I was not going to play, but I heard some Spoon on my way over, and I was like, have I played Spoon before? I swear I've played Spoon. And I can't find more than one Spoon song that I've played on the radio. So it was hard to pick another one, but I went with Don't You Ever. So much fun. So, you know, it moves you. Off of Ga 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 Ga, 2007. An excellent album. And before that, I played Honey by Ruby Waters. And, ooh, I love her. I love her so much. I was introduced to Ruby Waters. She was the opener for a City in Color show I covered in Boston last year for Melisma, the music magazine. And so I was there taking photos, and I was, like, up in the front watching her open. And she was just so cool and had such a unique voice, and I had never heard of her before. So I've kind of followed her career after that, and it's just such a good song, and I'm so glad that now she's kind of like getting some traction, and she won't be opening for anyone next time she goes on tour, but I would love to see her put on a show, because she puts on a great show, and that was just an opening set. So watch out for Ruby Waters. She's sick. She's also Canadian as well. And then we started off that set with one of the best songs of 2021 perhaps so far, AUATC by Bon Iver. And if you listen carefully to the song, you could tell that that stands for Ate Up All Their Cake. Excellent. It's like, what is he talking about there? And this song is actually kind of in response to like capitalism and the Black Lives Matter movement and all of that. So it's a political statement. He was asking for donations when he released the video to the song. And vocals on this track were done by him, Justin Vernon, Jenny Lewis, and Bruce Springsteen. And I can't even imagine like what that would be like to be in the studio with those three incredible people putting down vocals for this super fun track. So, and Justin Vernon / Bon Iver is like a songwriter that will never, ever, ever break my heart. And anything he does is incredible. So he's definitely replaced Ben Howard in my heart as like top number one. Like, he is God. God is Justin Vernon. God is Bon Iver. He can do no wrong. He just produced Taylor Swift's albums. Like, he can do anything he wants. He's incredible. I'm obsessed with him. That's all. Moving on, we're going to read a PSA about discovering nature. Help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that will last a lifetime. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. Super fun PSA. Get outside. I'm in an environmental communication class, and that's like something we would totally analyze is that PSA. But cool stuff. Get outside. Listen to some good music this weekend and as it gets warmer. And I'll point you in the right direction with the next couple tracks, starting off with New Saint Vincent.
Sorry, missed the party. Hello on the dark side of the moon. Jane lost it, crashed a Corvette, ran into a tide in Malibu. And we all heard the gun. But smoking reds with furry sang the blues. My Marilyn shot her heroin. Hell, she said it's better than abuse. So who am I trying to be? A Benz out said they couldn't catch the man. And proud Nina got subpoenaed, singing Mississippi, good goddamn. But me, I never cried. To tell the truth, I lied.
Satisfied, I said a lot of things tonight. So long aphasia and the ways that kept me hiding. It's not so much exactly all the words I used. It's more that I was somehow down to let them. So complicated, I can't wait to get explained. You're listening to Stand It Out since I've been crying. So long aphasia and the ways it kept me hidden. So long the silent nerves and hesitant oblivion.
Okay, I just played a snippet for you of Light On by Katie Jones. She is a local Boston artist, and I absolutely love her, and I wrote a blurb on her in a piece for Sound of Boston, so you should check that out. But she's so cool. She's great. Love her. And before that, I played Aphasia by Pine Grove. And again, if you've been following me, you will know how much I love Pine Grove and how many times I have listened to that song in my life. It's been a lot. But, you know, they've been through some stuff. They've been through some sexual coercion allegations. And this was off of their first album. And then they kind of took a break, a year off. They released a new album in 2020, Marigold, which kind of addressed all that. So it's kind of been a time. It's been a time, but I have not played this song on the radio before. And it's absolutely one of my favorite songs ever. I know every word. I was jamming out in the studio. And before that, I played The Melting of the Sun by St. Vincent, which is one of the two singles released off of her upcoming album, Daddy's Home, because her dad just got out of prison. So great name for an album nonetheless. But St. Vincent is an artist that's been like super prolific for a really long time and had a lot of different sounds. This is definitely like less electronic than a lot of her other music, and I'm excited to see what the album's going to sound like, if this is any indication. And because I really, really want to play my last song, we will get to it shortly. It is Left My Woman by the Wild Feathers. It's been stuck in my head for like weeks, ever since my dad reminded me of it, and I was like, oh my god, I forgot that song existed. And ugh, so good. So we're going to play that. But I hope you enjoyed hanging out with me in the studio today. You've been listening to Hot Tub Tapes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Julia, and I'll be back next Wednesday. Hopefully the weather will be just as nice and we can play more good tunes. But I'll send you off with some Wild Feathers. Enjoy the week.
Down under the waters of your hometown, and Oklahoma is just a memory. California is where I'll be. This ain't down in Texas or the rain much rain, so I found a season, you know.